Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Monster Mates, Season 2.
Season 3.
Ah, oh, shit.
Welcome to the 13th episode of Season 3 of Monster Mates.
It's the second recording we're doing today, so my brain went to 2.
Spencer, please choose a number between 1 and 98.
34.
34. Let's see. Is that one we've done? No, it's
no,
not.
Yeah, let's go.
34. I'm not crazy. Is Nier Gigante.
Oh my god, we're getting all the monster here, girls.
Don't do that. Nier Gigante. Let me pull up the picture. That's Nargacuga. That's a Nier Gigante.
God, she's so hot.
Give her rating.
I'm almost like intimidated. I'm gonna give this a 9. Or no, an 8. I'll give it an 8.
Okay, I think I'm gonna give this a 5 for now.
That's low.
I know.
Nergigante, man.
I know.
What the fuck, you like crazy?
Or probably kill me in the process.
You think she's yandere? Goddamn, you're right. I didn't even think about this. She's totally yandere. Oh no. This is Snoo Snoo Girl. She will fuck you and she will not care if she kills you.
Gigante.
Oh no.
The monster. We're not doing the altered variant because we haven't done that variant yet. Let's see. Alright. So, Nier Gigante, a terrible elder dragon that appears when other elders are in the vicinity. Its penchant for destruction is well documented.
Oh god, it is found in the wild to our waste and elder recess, of course. The weaknesses, Pocket Taser comes to the rescue once again.
Big Pocket Taser and big bad dragons.
I would be surprised if she wasn't affected by bad dragons.
Alright, so smallest of her kind is 5'3". Biggest, if I can copy the centimeters on here. not that one. 7'5" is the tallest.
She can be a big girl.
She can be a very, very tall lady.
Look at those fucking thighs. Oh my god, dude. Ugh. Like my thigh is as big as my arm.
Ugh.
And this... Her thigh is like 3 times as big as her forearm.
Ugh.
Fucking nuts.
All right, so the big thing with her is that she has spikes everywhere.
Is this going to be like acupuncture?
No.
No.
Because that would be somewhat pleasant. These are spikes, not needles.
So this is not going to be pleasant?
No.
Oh.
Her arm,
but she's so hot.
Her arms are covered in spikes. Her wings are covered in spikes. She has claws on both her front hands and legs. And of course, her wings are like covered in every inch for spikes, including her head. You see those massive horns?
Bro.
You could maybe hold on to that with one hand.
Bro, she's literally gonna buck wild you. This bitch is literally not gonna stay in one place.
You cannot top her.
No.
You cannot.
She is the top.
And she's immune to traps as well.
She's like queen of the top.
Yeah.
I don't think there's another monster in this entire list that is as aggressive as Nier Gigante.
The only thing that could make this worse is if, like, her clit was a spike.
Shut up! No! No, you be quiet! Now all I can think of is teeth, and I hate you, and I hate you for it.
She has sharp teeth, just not down there, thankfully.
God. But she's so hot. I like...
Yeah?
Like, the person who drew this that we're using for reference...
Thank you, Muhut.
Muhut, yeah. Literally, he drew her so fucking hot. It is amazing. He did such a great job with her, to the point where I'm like, really? I just want it, but I can't. It's literally like...
I mean, you can.
But I want my dick on me. That's gonna fall off. She's going to pierce it off.
She is going to purposely squeeze her vaginal muscles around your dick on purpose. Not even when she's coming. Just the entire time.
And when she comes, does it just snap off? Circulation? Does she just... While she's on you, does she just twist her entire hip and then off it pops?
No.
This is terrifying.
Maybe not that, but maybe that'll be your experience with how a penis pumps works.
Oh, God. Her armor looks cool, as always.
Of course.
But, like... Oh, man, I'm just scared. Yeah. I'm scared of this.
All right, so...
Here's the thing. She attacks you. You don't hunt this thing. You're going to go after this cute, sweet Jaggers girl only for her to be, like...
Dragged by the neck.
Dragged by the neck, pick you up, be like, pray. And then just fucks you crazy until you die.
Also, the tail has spikes, too. Keep that in mind. There's very little...
Everything has spikes!
There's very little area to
pet. You're fucking a porcupine!
A very aggressive porcupine.
Like, at any point, is this, like, squishy part? Like, okay.
Her tits.
Her tits, her ass, her thighs.
The beginning part of her tail, the webbing of her wings.
And her throat. And her, yeah, and that's it.
That's it. Maybe her face...
She's not even an elf dragon. You can't put her to sleep.
Yeah, I know. I know you can't, but her face, I'm just like, yeah. Just don't get your just don't get your dick chomped off.
She would bite. She would bite.
She is chaotic. She is chaotic evil on the blowjob scale.
At this point, you just have to paralyze her. Like, legit actually paralysis her.
Does she have... Hold on. What?
Weak as the thunder. You can just literally paralyze her.
But that's not the thing. Okay, ailments? Okay, she's 2-star on everything.
Okay, so you can put her to sleep
little bit. Just not with traps, and you can make her dazed and confused. You can paralyze her. You can use bombs, and you can use poison.
So you're gonna have to use your entire arsenal.
You don't need a tag team. You need the whole squad.
What is even poison in this context?
In this context, poison, I would say, is making you come faster.
How is that poison?
I don't know. Because here's the thing: vitality is what is affected by poison, and in this case. I'm going to say it's you getting tired and you can't have sex anymore, which I'm going to say that's the vitality part, whereas the stamina is your sexual meter until you come.
I see.
Yes.
Okay. Like,
thank goodness we're not monetized.
Well, yeah, of course we're not monetized. Of course we're not monetized. The second we're monetized, YouTube takes us down and goes, "What the fuck were you thinking?" Sponsored by Adam and Eve. Sponsored by Adam and Eve and Bad Dragon.
We wish. Anyway.
One day we'll get noticed.
Oh my goodness. Anyways.
I'm so intimidated by this. I want to have this. This looks like fun because you would have fun in the first one.
Uh-huh.
But that's it.
Yeah, it's like, don't get me wrong. I like some yanderes. I like the sub-yandere culture of the obsession, but not the murder.
Then they're not a yandere.
Well, no.
Yandere includes murder. They're just obsessed with you.
Okay, then let me say this. The murder of other romantic competition.
I see.
Not my friends and family kind of murder, not the me murder.
Yes.
The murder of other romantic competition. That I don't mind.
Here's the thing. I've always thought, I'm like, if a girl was trying to murder me, I'm like, you know, fine. But, like, I at least, like, don't want it to be so one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't let it be, oh, I'm asleep and you're killing me. That's lame. Or, oh, you're just a Nergigante girl and you will literally devour me in, like, a second. That's fair.
You can't do this solo. You can't do this with a tag team. You need to get the entire squad and then some.
I need to get the boys and then some.
You need a guild. You need a guild. You need a raid party.
Even then, she wouldn't be done. Absolutely not. She fakes being defeated.
Yeah, she does.
She fakes it. Literally, you.
She fakes her orgasms.
Oh, no! That's the worst! Oh, that's the worst!
Oh, my goodness.
God, I've been very thankful to never be in that situation.
Same.
But, as far as we know.
As far as we know.
As far as we know, but, like, That's nothing more insulting than
yep.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. All right.
Yeah.
I think we can give a rating on this one.
You think?
What do you mean?
I'm trying to think.
So. I mean, her weakness.
Horns and tail.
And her jaw.
And her jaw?
Her face doesn't have anything to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And her arms, I guess, it looks like.
Yeah, her front arms.
Because it looks like this bitch does not do arms. She does leg days.
Yeah, she gets those 100 squats minimum a day. I'm trying to think. Let's not forget the super move. Well, the two super moves that have killed us constantly in the actual game. The
one where she flying. Yeah. I imagine her flying in the air
and then
power bombing your dick.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Just face forward on that dick, trying to get a blowjob in.
Not blow even a blowjob. She's gonna pelvic drop you. She's yep. going to teabag onto your dick.
Yep. Or your face.
Or your face and just break you.
Yep.
You will die.
And then, of course, there's the defensive one where she puts her wings in front of her and then spike splashes.
Is that just her, like...
No, that's actually just for reals.
Oh, okay.
That's to immobilize you.
Everyone's seen cosplay of this. Yeah. Everyone's seen the artwork for yep. Murugante Girls.
Uh-huh.
It's hot as fuck.
Yep, of course.
But I feel like if you're actually going to fuck a Nurgigante girl, terrifying. Maybe we're cowards. Are we weak?
No.
And we're not weak for this
one? No, we've done worse than this.
Have we?
Yes, we've done the Zora Mandaros. We haven't done the Xenogeva yet, I don't think. We haven't done the Xenogeva
Very
yet.
Bottom. Yeah. Oh, God.
We've done the Oda Garen, I think.
I
legit don't remember if we've done the Oda Garen at this point.
I don't remember. I think we know we did. I don't remember.
I don't remember at this point. It doesn't matter.
Point
is, we have done scarier monsters than this. We've done the Mind Flayer. That's the one who turned you into a squid.
Yeah.
That's the Bloodborne one.
Yeah, but like, there's a bit of, here's the thing. She turns you into a squid and then she loves you forever.
Okay, fair.
This is kill you and move on to the next dick.
Ugh.
Where's the next one? She doesn't give a shit about you. Like, I think I'm good on this one.
Okay.
I think I'm ready to give my rating.
You're ready to give... What's your final rating?
I'm gonna give this, like, a 3.
You're gonna give this a 3.
Well, I wanna give... Because I wanna be able to enjoy it. And every part where you touch her is going to be poking the shit out of you. If you like pain, this is right up your alley. This bitch is literally planning to kill you.
Okay. I'm gonna give this a 4. I'm gonna give this a 4.
Why one more than 3?
Because I think if I'm going to get an orgasm from this girl, it will be probably one
Your
of the...
last.
This will be... Well, not only the last, but it will be the tightest orgasm ever.
All right.
It will be... It will unintentionally... Well, actually, no. It will intentionally be the tightest pussy I've ever fucked before.
Okay, so... So here's what we'll say about it. Here's what I'll say about it.
Uh-huh.
Are you on your deathbed? Do you want to die? Get the best orgasm of your life and get a Nurgigante girl.
I think you're going to die halfway through it.
That's fine. You're getting the tightest pussy you've ever had in your life. And it's gonna be painful, but it's going to be enjoyable while you're doing it. And then you're going to die for it.
That's fair.
And you're like, I went out like a champ. She's gonna crush you with her literal thighs.
Oh,
this is literally crush you with her thighs.
All right. What would you rate a Nurgigante?
Please tell us. I'm actually curious if anyone, like, wants to be, like, pierced to death.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, fucking.
And would you be brave enough to try and rattle her clit?
Please tell us how we are cowards in the comments down below. Please check out the wonderful artist who will be doing this.
Yes.
This will be a fun one to find.
Yes. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to give it a like. If you want to see more, please consider subscribing. And if you want updates on the show, go follow us over on Twitter.
Thank you so much for listening. We are Monster Mates.
Yes. And be sure, or we will see you all in the next episode.
Bye.